don't know why I brought this with me. Oh, well, a little ambiance there. So first of all, I just want to say, yes, I am feeling just a tad bit better. But I want to also say, more importantly, much more importantly, a service like this and the ones that are coming up this week and for Easter Sunday have a lot of moving parts to them. And I just want to say thank you to everyone who participates this morning in our service. And the kids did a great job. And as always, thank you, Jill and Brenda, and everyone else who helped with the kids this morning, Nancy and Tom, for handing out, making sure people had those palms. Thank you all for waving them in a lovely manner. You did a great job this year. And not implying that you did a poor job last year. And thank you to Casey for doing so much of the reading today. All right. So as I was thinking about this story of the costly ointment, the oil with which the woman pours or anoints Jesus, and she pours it over his head, probably massages it in, maybe massages it into his hair. I was thinking about this ointment or this oil, and I actually have an illustration that uses oil. I can't believe it. I came up with this one. So many years ago, my husband and I went on a vacation. It was a surprise to me. I didn't know until we actually got to the airport where we were going, ended up going to the Sonoma Valley in California. And what we did was we did like just wine tours everywhere. I mean, we just did one wine tour after another. And I finally said, and these are words that my husband never thought I would say, I'm kind of tired of wine tours. And he said, well, there's an olive grove not too far from here. Let's go taste olive oil. And I'm like, yes, let's go do that. So we went and we tasted olive oil. And they had three different kinds of olive oil. Bear with me. This actually does make sense today. There were three different kinds of olive oil. There was good, better, and best. And so we started with the good. And we're like, oh, yeah, that tastes like the stuff we normally would get at home. That's good stuff. They said, okay, now this is a little bit higher grade, and I can't even remember why. And we tried that, and we both kind of went, well, yeah, that's pretty good. That's maybe a little better. I don't know. And then they said, here's the best that we have. And we thought, well, okay, so this last one wasn't that much better, so this probably won't be that much better. Boy, were we wrong. This was the best olive oil I have ever tasted in my life. It was amazing. And we're just like sopping it up with bread and going, nom, nom, nom. And my mother-in-law was watching the kids while we were away. And I said, in all my wisdom, I said, let's take a bottle of this home to your mom. And then we found out how much it cost. It was like $50 a bottle. And we're not talking a bottle like you get in the grocery store. This was just like this is a smaller bottle, folks. We bought one for us, and we decided, you know what? Watching the kids, I think it's worth $50. We'll get her a bottle of olive oil, because she always uses straight olive oil on her salads, and she eats a salad every day for lunch. So we bring her this incredible olive oil. And what does she do? I'll bet you know. I'll bet you can see this one coming. She set it aside. She didn't want to waste it on herself. She set it aside. I'm like, no, no, let's break it open. You got to taste this. It's just incredible. Let's do a little taste testing between what you normally use and this stuff. And you're going to just be amazed at it. Oh, no, that's too good. I don't want to waste it. I'll save it for a special occasion. We're going to. Doesn't keep that long. Mom, every time I came to visit, Say, have you cracked open the olive oil yet? No, no, I'm saving that. Have you cracked open the olive oil yet? No, I'm saving that. So it got to be, I don't know, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years. That olive oil had not been cracked open yet. Sure enough, we finally got her to crack open the olive oil. And what had happened to the olive oil? What do you think? It wasn't exactly rancid, but it was not flavorful like it had been. And so by not wasting it, she had, in essence, wasted it. I felt so bad, but I should have known, because she was raised with that mentality. It's like my mom with the towels at home. You never use the good towels, ever. Those only go out if you have people over, right? Some of you are familiar with this. I can see some signs of recognition out there. So, and it wasn't if people came over who you knew. It was if people came over who you didn't know. Then you had to make the fake house, and you had to pretend like, oh, we use these towels all the time. But you don't waste them on yourself, right? Because then they're just going to look crummy, and then you'll have to get new ones, and that costs money. I get it. I get it. That's the way we are as people. So what does this woman do today with Jesus? She brings this bottle of costly oil, costly ointment. The amount of money that they said it would be worth, Casey, 300 denarii? 300? That's like a year's wages. This woman had saved up for a very long time to buy this oil. And what does she decide to do? She goes to this house where she's not really even welcome. And she goes to this man who she doesn't even know. She cracks open the bottle. And she pours it on his head. Massages it in. And she seems to think that that was a good investment. But nobody else but Jesus thought it was a good investment. And he says, she has done what she could for me. Leave her alone. She is anointing me for my burial. Anointing me for my burial. So that's what she does for Jesus. But as we hear this story, what does her action do for us? What it does is it points us toward God's example. God cracks open the bottle on God's own self and pours it out for us. What a waste. What a waste. When that could have been held in reserve for a time when maybe the world really needed it. God says, no, the world needs it now. It's time to crack open the bottle. And so God allows all these things to happen and pours out God's own self on the cross for us. Because we're special. Because we're the people who come over and get to use the new towels. We're the people who come over and we get to have the good olive oil. Not because of anything we have done. It's because God loves us. God just loves us. That's all there is to it. Think about the waste of a life. Think about, Jesus was only, what, about 33 at the time of his death. Think how much more time he could have had if he had just laid low for a little while. He could have healed more people. He could have done more teaching. Maybe the disciples would have eventually caught on and figured it out. But God says, no, the world needs me now, all of me. I'm going to crack open the bottle. And I don't look at it as a waste. God's economy, I've said this so many times, God's economy is not our economy. God math does not work the same way that human math works. God math is empty it all out. There's still more springing up. It'll never run dry. It's not a pie. I saw a meme this week. And it had love is not pie. And it had a picture of a pie with, you know, all the little pieces in it. Where you take a piece out, you take another piece out, and eventually you have no more pie left, right? It said love is pie, as in like 3 point whatever. Love is pie to infinity. That's what this woman does for us today. She points us in that direction so that our attention is focused on the fact that God does not think we are a waste. God thinks we are special. God thinks we are enough just as we are because God made us. We are enough for God to pour out love upon us. That's what she does for us. I always find this day so sad that she is anointing Jesus for his burial. And we come in with, the kids were just great this morning. And my volunteer for the crucifer today was amazing. I said, which one of you wants to do it? Hands shot up like this. You didn't know what you're getting into, were you? She did a great job. And then we had another helper. It's like, what should I do? Help the kids. That's exactly what they did. They poured themselves out. They didn't know what they were getting into. Here are the instructions. And yet what we're inviting Jesus into is his death. And that is what this woman is doing as well. She's inviting Jesus into his death. And at the same time, she is being extravagant in how she does it so that we are focused on how extravagant God's love is for us. So between this bittersweet moment of this morning and the glory to come next week, we need to be laser focused on what it is about. It is about God cracking open the bottle and saying, here, join me in this olive oil. Use the good towels. I give myself to you. Amen.